This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday denounced Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to Russia.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine. And instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
It was the first trip abroad for Xi since he obtained an unprecedented third term last month. A new report from a UN science panel warns humanity is fast approaching the deadline for preventing the worst damage to the planet from climate change. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a warning.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
Guterres is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration, and wealthy countries should stop using coal, oil, and gas by 2040. The science panel's report says to stay under the 1.5 degree warming target, the world needs to cut 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in the next 12 years. Co-author Christopher Tresos.
Actions in this decade are critical for securing a sustainable future for all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's calls for protest ahead of his anticipated indictment in New York have generated mostly muted reactions from supporters. Even some of Trump's most ardent loyalists are dismissing the idea as a waste of time or a law enforcement trap. The ambivalence raising questions about whether Trump still has the power to mobilize far-right supporters. This is VOA News. The European Commission said Monday it will support Turkey with 1 billion euros to help with reconstruction in the aftermath of the deadly earthquake that devastated parts of the country and struck neighboring Syria last month. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU's executive arm, also pledged 108 million euros, or $115.7 million, in humanitarian aid for Syria.
Millions are now homeless and living in tents as the winter drags on. We need to sustain our support and help the survivors, not just to survive, but to rebuild their lives.
The magnitude 7.8 earthquake on February 6th killed more than 52,000 people, the vast majority of them in Turkey. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says an American aid worker kidnapped in West Africa more than 6 years ago has been freed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In 2016, gunmen took Jeffrey Woodke from his home in Niger, where he'd been doing humanitarian aid work for more than 30 years. Officials believe Woodke was moved over the years into Mali and Burkina Faso. While the administration's thanking Niger's government for helping free Woodke, a senior official would not say exactly what led to the release or where Woodke is now, but that there was no ransom paid nor any concession to Woodke's captors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has determined all sides committed war crimes during the conflict in northern Ethiopia that killed tens of thousands of people, left hundreds of thousands facing hunger, and displaced millions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday. Blinken said that after a careful review of the law and facts, the State Department determined members of the Ethiopian National Defense Force, Eritrean Defense Force, forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, and regional forces from Amhara committed war crimes during the conflict. As another spring break descends on southern Florida's Miami Beach, another curfew is being enforced following two deadly shootings. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The curfew was overnight Sunday after the weekend's deadly shootings, and Mayor Dan Gelber says they want another one next weekend. A deadly Friday night shooting near Ocean Drive and another in the wee hours of Sunday sent people fleeing. Gelber says over the past 3 weeks, 70 firearms were seized.
We don't want spring break in our city. It's too rowdy, brings too much disorder, and is simply too difficult to police.
Last year, Miami Beach also imposed a curfew following two shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.